welcome. Happy Friday. It is Joe Beamer with you for the next hour. And then David Bellavia takes over at 10 here on News Radio 930 WBEN. So much to get to, so little time. Just like that Mary Kate and Ashley show, so little time, so much to do. Don't remember the next line. That show's like 20 years old. We obviously are going to be talking about the corrections officers strike. So if you want to comment on that, 803-0930, we'll get you on, no doubt. But first, I wanted to start by talking about this. And it's just a quick little brief thing, and then we'll veer onto the corrections officer strike. But have you heard this? There's a boycott today by some on the political left. They're calling it a total economic boycott. They don't, you know, don't spend any money. It makes no sense if you look at it, because they told everyone, hey, buy all your stuff tomorrow and don't buy anything on the 28th. You know, just stick it to Trump, I guess, is the point. I don't know the point of it. But, I mean, it is typical out-of-touch liberals. Let's just say what it is. Rich, out-of-touch liberals proposing something like this. More than half of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. That is a stat. That's not a Joe Beamer made-up stat. That is a stat from the financial people over at CNBC. Okay? So, more than half of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And some out-of-touch, rich liberal thought a good idea would be to stick it to Trump. Let's have an economic boycott so people don't go to Amazon and Walmart and McDonald's and get gas and all this. I mean, there's a list of stuff. I'm not going to share the list with you. And let's do it on Friday when a majority of people get paid. Like, they still don't understand why they lost. It is just how out of touch, and I feel how further out of touch a lot on the political left are. That's not to say that people on the right, that there aren't people on the right out of touch. No, I'm not blind to that either. But, you know, I've seen people sharing about this economic boycott today, and I have to say there are people who are very well off and, you know, probably don't remember what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck, and they're proposing this thing to stick it to Trump again. I think it's just a complete just lack of seeing where half the country is right now. But I'd like to tell you, I've done my part. I filled up my gas tank on the way to work this morning with my Visa card. So I'm off and running, and we'll see. I have to get groceries today. I need a few new outfits. Today seems like a good day to buy. We are talking the corrections officers strike, and overnight there was, and I think it's interesting how the state is wording this, and I got a few messages about it overnight, so I knew this was going to be a big issue. But they've called it resolving the strike. And if you look at a lot of this stuff, I'm not trying to be shocking. I'm not trying to, you know, make the news with saying something outrageous. I think it's quite offensive, the agreement here. And I'd like to know your thoughts. 803-0930, star 930. But yeah, so New York State docs said an agreement to end the strike has been reached. Now, again, this is not a normal strike because it's not with the backing of the union. So there will be no vote on it. But there are some agreements here. And it goes as this. The first one is any employee who returns to duty by the deadline in the agreement, which is tomorrow, by the way, will not receive a departmental notice of discipline. I don't think that's going to drive anyone to get back into work. Here's the other thing. HALT-related programming will continue to be suspended for 90 days from the date of the agreement. Well, what the hell's that? 90 days? So in 90 days, they're going to go back to observing the HALT Act, which is a big part of this. And you'll remember the HALT Act limits those that can be put in solitary confinement and the kind of confinement and housing within the prison. But the state's only agreeing to suspend that for 90 days. It's like when you tell somebody something like, Jimmy, I promise you I will go to break at 27 this time, right? I promise, promise, promise. And you say that hoping that in 90 days he forgets that I told him that because I'm not going to break. You know what I mean? Which I will break at 27, Jimmy. But it's saying that and then hoping that this just blows over. No, people want actual resolution and permanent resolution. It's like with a lot of the bail reforms in the state. You know, people, our elected officials, refuse to address that. It goes on to say DOCS will implement an agreed upon staffing metric so that when staffing levels go below a certain threshold, halt related programming will cease for the day in question. Again, most of the corrections officers that I've talked to want this to be ended, not suspended. Ended. Continuation of 2.5 overtime compensation for all overtime worked for 30 days from the date of this award. And there's speculation, there's specifics on overtime and whatnot. But, and I will say, if you look at the comment section of our post on this on WBEN, you will see comments like, union leadership is a joke. There is no way the strike goes on. Is this serious? And so on and so forth. Which brings me to my question. I know this is this is going to be a classic topic for me. Why stick with the union? The union, if we're learning anything from this strike, the union's not your friend. The union's not the friend of the corrections officers. The union seems to be siding with the state. They won't approve. They won't sign off on the strike. They keep reminding the striking corrections officers that this is not a union-sanctioned strike. Well, who cares? Who cares? The union, if this shows anything, it's that the union is out for the union. The union will support Kathy Hochul and Democrats in Albany because, well, they line the union's pockets. But what has the union done to help these corrections officers? Am I missing something? I have not seen the union stand with their striking officers. They're up in their big office, their elite office. They're trying to work out a deal with the state. Well, what about the striking corrections officers? Where's this? Is the state going to talk to them? Seriously, if we've learned anything, it's, you know, what do we need? It's 2025. I keep saying this. It's 2025. What good are unions in 2025 if they're not going to stand with you? If they're not going to throw a big fit about what the striking officers, the people who are in the prisons all day, every day, if they're not going to fight for them, then what good is this union? 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. Was that someone trying to get on the show, Jimmy? I don't know. Someone beeping their horn out there. But, I mean, from all looks of it, this is going to go on and so forth. You know, I think Governor Kathy Hochul is way in over her head on this, and it seems to be the general consensus through this whole corrections officers issue. I mean, and it goes back to not wanting to end the issue at hand, the HALT Act. It goes back to, I'm not saying that they are, but the state of New York seems to want to give every pass, all of the benefit of the doubt to the criminal. I mean, hey, you do something to end up in prison. Yeah, you might end up in solitary confinement. That might happen. You might be here for a long time. And it's prison. But the state of New York, and hey, I, obviously, there should be some safeguards for the people being housed in the prisons. But when the corrections officers who are in those prisons, day in and day out, are continuously telling you, this is an issue. or we're being overworked, we're being understaffed. And guess what? The state's not helping that. The state's not helping draw attention and getting more people to apply to be corrections officers. But it seems like it's falling on deaf ears because you have two sides that aren't involved in the strike coming up with terms to end the strike. It's the, in my opinion, that's the definition of absurd. So it doesn't look like this is going to resolve. I mean, you might get a few people that want to go back to work, but you heard Brayton Wilson there at 8:30 and then at the top of the hour with Lucas. And I think you're going to see that throughout the state of New York today. And if I was a corrections officer, I would be asking the question, what good is my union? What is my union doing for me? On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930, star 930, that is the number to get on. Someone said the people are the union. The union work for the people. That is a sign the head union leaders are being paid off by the corrupt government running New York. Yeah, that is how this looks. When you say, hey, we're fighting for you, but we didn't approve the strike, so you're not on the side, you're not on the side of the strikers. You're not on the side of the corrections officers. And you're negotiating with New York State. How can you negotiate with New York State when you have repeatedly said that it's not a union-approved strike? Again, that's like Jimmy saying, and Jimmy's not said this, but that's like Jimmy saying, I will do everything to make sure Joe is off the air, and then Jimmy goes to Odyssey to negotiate my contract. Well, that doesn't make any sense. He's repeatedly said he's not on the side of Joe Beamer. If you're repeatedly saying that you're not approving the strike, and you've made that clear since day one, then why are we supposed to believe that you're there fighting for our best interest? And again, I mean the corrections officers. And this has been my problem with unions, and I know I always get a lot of crap for this, but it's always been my problem with unions. In this case, in this situation, do you feel like the union is fighting for its employees, for the corrections officers, for the people in the prisons day in and day out? Do you get that feeling throughout the strike? 803-0930, star 930. It gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen Orchard Park text board. Rick is in NT, North Tonawanda. We'll kick calls off on this Friday. Rick, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right, Rick. What do you think? Am I being unfair?
So, I mean, I worked for both sides of the fence here, and if it wasn't for a union, I don't think they would have went on strike in the first place. And what are they going to do for a non-union place? Because I've worked for non-union places where they come on the beginning of the year and they just take whatever they want, and what are you going to do?
But, Rick, do you think the union...
They take away your medical.
But do you agree...
I work for a union.
Do you agree with the way the union has approached...
I do not agree with the way the union is approaching this situation. So maybe it's the wrong union that's in place. But there's also an act in place that says the union can't back them. Officially can't back them, right?
That,
otherwise, they're breaking the law.
Right, but
maybe that needs to be reformed, right?
100%, Rick, 100%. I'm not saying you're wrong, but if you belonged to this union, okay, and they were negotiating while saying that they don't officially back the strike, how would you react to that? What would you like to see behind closed doors from your union?
I would like to have at least unofficial support from my union, which I think is taking place probably. I think the union is unofficially supporting these guys. Otherwise, they wouldn't be out on strike. Not all of them. If there was no union, there would be guys crossing the line all day long. There wouldn't be all out there together. So there's no way that they had all of these facilities go out at once without a union. That's what I'm thinking.
Rick, you might very well be right. I mean, you would know more than me as having experience as a union employee. Appreciate the call, Rick, in North Tonawanda. And I am hoping behind the scenes, maybe I'm being too harsh on him. That's fine. But I am hoping behind the scenes that these corrections officers are having their support of the union that they give part of their paycheck to support them. I hope they are getting their support. But it does seem, so far from what I've heard, and I've had a few people reach out to me, and I've read our comments on Facebook. I can say the people who've reached out to me I know are corrections officers. People who commented, I'll take your word for it, but I'm not sure. But people I know who have been on strike, that work in the prisons, they're not happy with this agreement, and they're not happy with the direction that these talks are going. That is what I'm hearing. Again, I'm not talking to many people. I'm not talking to that, to everybody. But the people who have reached out to me, that's the idea I'm getting from them, that this is not a starting point and this is not the end of the strike as they see it. And a big issue is the HALT Act and not just completely repealing the HALT Act, which has been asked for long before the strike began. And again, there was a proposal in Albany to repeal it. Obviously, that got shot down. And there doesn't seem to be an appetite to repeal, to revise any of these policies that seem to favor the criminal instead of the corrections officers. 803-0930. Star 930, that is the number to get on the show today. It's also the number on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. I'll take your calls on the corrections officer strike. Your thoughts on what the union has said and done? Has it changed your outlook on unions? And the economic boycott that Democrats are pretending is happening today. Are you making a big purchase? I'd like to hear your big purchase. Where and what is your big purchase today? Like I said, first thing I did this morning, I had very little gas when we drove home. My wife and I went to the movie set at the SPCA, which I'll talk about in the second segment. And on the way home, my wife goes, "Well, you're really low on gas." And I said, "I'm waiting until tomorrow morning. I'm going to fill it up to kick off the economic boycott." So what are you buying today? And what are your thoughts on it? Do you agree with me? Just completely out of touch, rich liberals who don't remember what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck, proposing a boycott on payday? Again, I think it's just another reason, small, but another reason that Democrats had the November they did. I think they're just more and more out of touch. 803-0930, Star 930, Beamer, in for Beamer, on BMAS and Beamer, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, welcome back. It is Beamer here on BMAS and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. With you for another half hour, and then David Bellavia takes off. I'm trying to find a text here, and I had it, and then I nudged the mouse because I'm an idiot, and I don't remember. Here we go. Joe, I backed the corrections officers, but it is an illegal strike based on the law regarding civil servants. They need to prove the state broke the terms of the last most recent contract that the CEO's union agreed to, simple contract law. As the previous caller stated, the union cannot approve the strike. If they approve the strike, they are breaking the law. And New York State could and would sue them for millions. 10 minutes without Brian and you've got it screwed up already. All right, well, thank you, Texter. Then I'll say this, the state's tying the hands of the unions. And again, it will go back to my original point. What good are the unions if they can only back their workers within the guidelines set by the state? My original point is still valid, is what I'm saying. We'll take your calls on that. Also, it is a economic boycott today for some on the political left. I think the point is to stick it to Trump. You get these posts, and they're usually by someone who's acting unhinged. I'm not calling them unhinged. Acting unhinged. And, you don't really get the point of the protest, but they lay it all out. And my point is, hey, do whatever kind of protest you want. This one, to me, doesn't make any sense. You're doing it on a Friday when a majority of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck and Friday is payday for a lot of people, right? So that doesn't really make sense. And your whole point is, well, buy all your stuff on Thursday. Well, then who's being hurt here? It just doesn't make any sense to me, is what I'm saying. So I've taken the opposite approach. I saved all the stuff I needed to buy till today, filled up the tank on the way to work, getting groceries later, might get dinner out tonight, not sure. It's not the Lent season yet, so fish fries haven't really kicked up yet, but there are still some good year-round fish fries here in Western New York. So what are you buying? 803-0930-*930. Dave in Amherst has a call on that. Dave, what will you be purchasing this Friday?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Well, I usually don't call in, but this thing's so ridiculous that I'm in the market to buy a new Harley Davidson. So I was going to wait till another month or so, but after hearing this, I'm buying that today. And then after that, I'll probably go to Kohl's and buy some more clothes, you know, for the upcoming spring season. So I think what's going to boomerang back and make people motivate them to shop even more after hearing such a ridiculous, stupid, left-handed whatever. I mean, it's outrageous. And that's about all I got to say about that.
Yeah, Dave, I do think it's going to be the opposite effect than what they're looking for. Appreciate the call, Dave. Enjoyed the new Harley. The attention I was given was Reese on the radio. We have him on now and then, and he pointed it out, you know, to make sure you buy everything on Friday. And he was the first one. Then I started seeing people who agree with the boycott posting it. And hey, you are free to do what you want to do. I do wish that people kind of spell things out. Maybe we know what the point of the boycott is. Like, I'm sorry, you post a picture of the Statue of Liberty shaking your fist. I don't know what that means. That's a line from a Toby Keith song 21 years ago, right? So I'm sorry. That's why it comes across. I didn't call anyone on Hinge. I just said sometimes it does come across that way when you just post a bunch of stuff and not, like, say what the cause and everything is. That was my only point. I didn't mean to be offensive. Yesterday, we'll continue taking your calls on that. Yesterday, my wife and I went to the SPCA of Erie County, and Tim Clark was there, and Gina was there. You heard Gina at 8:50 with Susan and Lucas, and they're filming a movie. Now, I can't say much. You're not allowed to say a lot of stuff, but they're filming a movie. It's called A Christmas Tale. It does have to do with dogs and animals, and that's always an awesome thing. Got to meet one of the dogs on the set. One of the trained dogs reminded me of my favorite entertainment, my favorite actor dog, Eddie from Frasier. Do you remember Eddie from Frasier? Very talented dog. There's actually, I believe there were two Eddies from Frasier. I think the original Eddie died while Frasier was still on, so they had to bring on another Eddie. But cute dog. So was this dog on set yesterday. And it was really cool. You know, my wife and I, we love that stuff, the Hallmark and the Great American Country Christmas movies. Like, we're all in for that. We watch them all year round. Our DVR is probably mostly those Christmas movies than anything else. And it was just really cool to be on set and see the filming, meet some of the people involved. Which, when you watch those movies, you just have to see them and you go, oh, yeah, I know this person. I've seen this person before. You're in like three more movies that will air on the same day. So that was really cool. It was a really cool experience. And I want to thank Gina and I want to thank Tim Clark for giving us access, letting us on set, and very, very cool experience. And just awesome that these movies are using Buffalo. You know, I have a lot of issues with the politics in Western New York. You hear me talk about them, but I love Western New York. I love Buffalo, and I love Buffalo getting this exposure and, you know, being used and being shown to the world. So it was very cool, and looking forward to the movie coming out. And once we know when it's coming out, I will make sure that we give you the date so you can be tuned in and ready for it. So that was a really cool experience. We had a really, really fun time yesterday afternoon. And who knows? Maybe there'll be some more movies filmed here in Buffalo, and I will make sure that I get some access to that set. Just wanted to point that out. We are talking corrections officer strike. We're talking the economic boycott today that many people are talking about. I've seen, you know, there was a write-up on it in the Democratic and Chronicle today. Yes, the Democratic and Chronicle gets to Buffalo quicker than the Buffalo News. And they had a write-up on it. I'm not saying it was pro the economic boycott, but it did seem a little pro the economic boycott, if you ask me. But it was shedding some light on it. It is funny. I'm hearing more about it on the day of than I did leading up to it. But that's today. If you have any thoughts on that, you can call us 803-0930 or give us a text, 803-0930, and that gets you on the show today. Other things going on, Elon Musk and Doge. You know, they're getting a lot of crap, right? People are boo-hooing at Doge and the job cuts. I just want to ask somebody, instead of crying into a microphone, because that seems to be what we're hearing. Oh, I've lost my job. You know, there's a cut being played this morning. I'm going to try to find. Instead of, you know, why don't you say what it is you were doing? Like, what was your job? And why should you have kept your job? Like, why is that so ridiculous for people? Like, you know, Brian and I were talking about it earlier in the week. And this idea of sending an email asking what you did this week. Like, I think that's only ridiculous to people who've worked in the public sector. Or, you know, I mean, obviously there are jobs. There are jobs, and the president said this, where, yeah, you can't tell people what you did this week. It's a matter of national security. Well, okay, duh. I get it. You know, we're not idiots. I get it. But, I mean, would you really be this as offended as some of these federal employees seem if your boss sent you an email saying, what did you do this week? I'd be happy to answer that email. I wouldn't get mad, all red in the face, storm off, which, by the way, right there, grounds for firing. No, I would just answer the question. This is what I did. This is what I did this week. It's not as crazy as people want to make it sound. I think this is the audio, if I'm wrong, I apologize, where the person's crying about their job.
U.S. District Judge William Alsup in San Francisco has ordered the Office of Personnel Management to inform certain federal agencies that it had no authority to order the firings of probationary employees. CBS legal contributor Thane Rosenbaum adds,
the Trump administration unsuccessfully argued that each agency made their own firing decisions. They were not directed by the Office of Personnel Management.
A hearing is set for March 13th.
Well, that was
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS.
Sorry, Jennifer, that wasn't it. There was a clip this morning, and it was someone crying about losing their job. And, oh, here we go. All right, sorry. Second try.
The more I talk about it, the more I want to cry. But it's heartbreaking.
What is being done is one of the biggest blunders in American foreign policy history.
But why?
It is one that generations of Americans will look back on with horror.
But why? Tell me why. What, instead of writing some political message on the box of office supply stuff walking out of your office, tell us why. What are we missing out on? What do we lose? What do I lose as an American citizen because you lost your job? I mean, seriously, would it be crazy if Odyssey Management came in here and said, Joe, why should we keep you? If I couldn't answer that question, then I deserve to be fired. That goes for almost every job. If you can't say, again, with the exception of national security, all that stuff, if you can't say what you did this week, if you can't say why you deserve, why you're necessary to the company, then get out of here. I mean, even when I leave here 4 days a week, I go and I DoorDash for a few hours, right? I could write an email of what I've done DoorDashing. Well, I've picked up orders. I had so much of an acceptance rate. I had a 4.99 approval rating out of 5, by the way. I didn't cancel anything. Like, I could list all that stuff. That's not that difficult. If you can't do that, yeah, maybe you need to find another job. I mean, if you want a job where you don't have to give a detail of what you did, I mean, I'm struggling to find it because even the part-timer who had high school classes this afternoon and went to go be a cashier at night, still stuff they could write in that email, right? I counted my drawer, which probably isn't. When I was a cashier at Jubilee 25 years ago, right? Was it 25? I don't know. My math is awful. When I was a cashier at Jubilee 20 years ago, sorry. Wow, I'm not that old. 20 years ago, I you know, you had to count your drawer. I don't know. Do people use it that much cash anymore? But I was still, you know, counted my drawer. I made sure it was locked up on my break, right? I cashed out customers. I reset the display on aisle 5. Like, is it that crazy to ask how productive you were at work? And yeah, the person who didn't do anything all week, who can't point to anything they did, who we've all worked with, maybe it's time for them to find some other work. 803-0930, star 930. We are continuing to cover the corrections officers' strike going on throughout New York State. And on the line, we have John in West Seneca. He's a retired corrections officer. John, how are you looking at all this with your fellow brothers and sisters on strike?
I'm behind them 100% to begin with. I've been out there with them to support them for their strike. So I caught on the news today where New York State made an offer. And the point I'm trying to make is what they're trying to make. They're not going back in there with that HALT Act and process, period. It's a dangerous situation. I don't know what Kathy Hochul doesn't get. I don't know what the union. I don't even know why the union's there. They're not standing up for them. So they need to realize that don't even call us until that HALT Act is completely out, not suspended, completely gone before we go any further. You know what? When I was working, we've talked about this. You cannot function a prison with the HALT Act there. These guys are out of control right now, I guarantee it. And it is the only tool that we have to control the population. This woman who wrote this up, it kills me. She doesn't know what it's like inside of a prison. They just think it's regular like out on the street, and it is not. The safety and security of a correctional facility comes before anything. And that's my message, and my brothers and sisters' message is the same. And until that HALT Act is gone completely, don't even call us and waste our time.
John, well said. I mean, it really does come down to the HALT Act. Like, when I saw that this morning, suspended 90 days, I mean, like you said, that's a non-starter.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
This is the whole premises. The overtime and everything, the reason they can't get people to take this job is because people on the street that are qualified know it's not a safe working condition at all, period. And it all started with Cuomo starting to close the prisons. I don't know, it's over 20. And then she's just followed suit. So when you're closing prisons and these people don't even know where they're going to end up, how do you have a family, you know, put your kids in a school system and have it in the back of your mind, they may close us because she wants 5 more next year. So like I said, it was 10 years ago I left. The change had just started. They didn't have the HALT Act yet, but the prison population was decreasing. And what people aren't questioning is that these people in Albany, the legislature, the assembly, they have changed laws to allow dangerous people out on the street instead of in a prison where they belong. So, you know what? These people that vote these for Democrats, I don't get it. They cannot be paying attention to what's going on. I think this is the end of Kathy Hochul. Her lieutenant governor wants no part of her. You know as well as I do, they've got to be fighting like crazy in Albany right now. She's done. She gets no respect. So
yeah. Hey.
I just Go ahead.
John, appreciate the insight coming up on the break here, John, but thank you so much for all you've done, and really appreciate the call today. John in West Seneca, retired corrections officer for about 10 years, and sorry to the other callers, but we are coming up on the end of the show. The great David Bellavia is coming up next. I do need to clear something up. My approval rating on DoorDash is 4.98, not 4.99. I got called out in the text board, so just want to make sure I'm being honest. 3,100 deliveries. 4.98, not 4.99. Hope you have a great weekend. Hopefully, by the way, we didn't get to this, and I'm hoping we'll get I'll get to this with Brian on Monday. Shame on the Carolina Hurricanes for continuing to wear the Hartford Whalers jersey. That's stolen identity. I mean, it's a slap in the face of the good people of Hartford, Connecticut, where we have sister stations, by the way. So I was disgusted by that. I was also disgusted by the Sabres' performance. But those jerseys, you're the Carolina Hurricanes. Leave the Whalers jerseys in Hartford. You're not doing that city any favor by reminding them of what you took from them. Hope you have a great weekend doing whatever it is that you do. Make sure that you stay here. David Bellavia is up next, followed by Tom Byerly. I'll be back here Sunday for Hardline. We have a great show for you, including two candidates for mayor of Buffalo, Sean Ryan and James Gardner, amongst many more. We'll be talking about the corrections officer strike as well. So I hope you'll join me at 10 a.m. Sunday. David is next after the news with Lucas. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Sunday on News Radio 930 WBEN.